Welcome back to another week of the Weekly Dislike. This is the third episode and I am Molly bringing you my fashion faux pas episode. I am joined again with Anna, Rob and Dan, and we're just going to talk about clothing that we hate, pretty much. Clothing trends, actual clothing pieces, just have a bit of a rant and a moan. So my first question to you guys is, what is the worst fashion trend ever to have happened, personally?
I think I can start with that one. I've had this in my head since the plan came out of what we were doing about this episode. Tiny handbags. Do you know when you see on the red carpet, handbags literally, even like the size of your phone or even like smaller than that? And for me, that's a trend that's absolutely awful. I hate it because it's like, what can you put in there? What, like a lipstick and that's it? Like, why is that fashionable? It's tiny, you can barely see it as well. I don't like it at all.
I get you. I've always found that handbags in general are always too small anyway. Being sort of a mum friend of the group, I always have absolutely jam-packed bags, and small handbags are not my thing. They just, you can't fit anything in them.
Mm-hmm. Just coming at this from like a man's perspective, right? I don't understand why you do this to yourselves with handbags, right? Because this is the thing. I've gone my whole life with pockets and managed to get by totally fine, right? But if my mum goes out, she has a bag and she takes her whole makeup collection. There's like a brush, there's like five purses or something. And I'm like, why are you doing this yourself? Just put your phone in your pocket, put some money in your other pocket.
That is very ironic. That is very ironic because actually, if you would like to wear women's jeans and the pockets that we're provided with, we don't have any space in there to put anything in it because it's just fashionable to have a pocket there. And sometimes you even get jeans that have fake pockets and they're stitched together. So we're not provided with the same size pockets as you are. So
really what they do is they give you jeans, they make jeans for women that have like rubbish pockets on them so they can make you buy a handbag as well.
Yeah, yeah, that is exactly exactly how that works.
But I just don't get like why you do it to yourselves, because like, if I give anything to me mum, because she's got a handbag to carry, she's like, oh, why are you giving it to me? And I'm like, well, because you've brought a bag with you. It's like you've got somewhere to carry it. But I'm like, if you didn't bring the bag, then you wouldn't be having this problem. I wouldn't be having this argument with you right now.
Yeah, but that you've just sort of, you know, gone back on your point here. If handbags are so unnecessary and everyone should just use pockets, then stop trying to put stuff in your mum's bag.
But if, right, okay, hang on, let's, right.
You're not getting out of this one.
No, I am. If there's a bus drives past, right, and I'm going in the same way as the bus, right, I'm going to get on the bus, right? It's the same. I could carry that thing by myself, but someone has a handy receptacle to carry this thing. I'm just going to give it to them. If you didn't have it with you, it would be totally fine. I'd just put it in a pocket.
Sounds like a lazy person's problem there.
It's self-inflicted. Don't know why you do it.
I agree with Dan from a guy's point of view. Everything just fits in my pockets. And the saying goes, like, it's keys, wallet, phone, plan to get home. And you can't go far wrong with that. But then if you're getting something when you're out, you don't put it in your handbag anyway. Like, say if you're getting your shopping, or like you're getting a special item, like you're getting a new, like a speaker or a phone or something, you're going to get that in a like plastic bag, aren't you? So you don't really need it.
I would put things that can fit in my bag, I will put in my bag to avoid getting another bag. If it can fit in one, it's all going in one, which is why I like a big handbag personally, because if I'm out and I do a spot shopping for like little bits, it all goes in the same place.
Do you ever go out without a handbag and just feel like totally liberated and just freed from life? Is it not lovely going out without a bag?
I would say a backpack I would replace a handbag with if I had it, because that takes off your hands and you've got both hands free. But I am... with handbags, I am a type of person that tiny handbags are the worst trend I've ever seen. Normal size handbags, I'm very like, if I've got a red one, it has to suit. I have to have red items of clothing. If I have a black bag, I have to have black items of clothing. I can't just do mix and match.
But what I hated was in school was lads would typically have like the rucksacks or maybe the bags that hung at your side. Girls would get these massive, like, specialist, like, top brand bags, and they'd wear it on the end of their arm like a coat hanger. And it just looked awful. It wasn't a good trend, and everyone was like, oh, look at me, I've got this new bag. I'll wear it like an absolute idiot. It's like carry it round in your hand, not
we
like,
had
not breaking the middle of your arm.
We had a term for that in school, and I don't know if this is a common term. I don't know if you guys had the same term, but we used to call girls who did that with the handbags teapot girls, because they would have, you won't be, people listening to this won't be able to see the action, but they'd have one hand on their waist like a handle of a teapot and one arm in the air with the bag hanging off the elbow like a spout. Yeah. That would be the teapot girls.
We had that term as well, and it was just not a good look at all. That was one of the trends. I'm like, really? What's wrong with a good old rucksack?
I think my worst trend is sort of fitting with Anna's, to be fair, is they make everything cropped nowadays. And just on the topic of tiny things that don't need to exist, why crop a top when you could just have the full top? Because you're already paying full price top prices for half a t-shirt. Stop doing that. It's awful.
I'm not a fan of crop tops, to be fair. I think I used to like try wear some, but nowadays I'm just like, there's no point. What is the point in that? You want to cover your whole self, you know, if you get cold, your stomach's just going to get cold and like around your waist. And I'm not used to it. And I don't like how it's like the same top. You're right, it's the same top, but paying the same price for it, where it's like 20 odd quid.
I mean, I can't say I've ever really had this problem before. And if I did go out with a top on that was too short, people would probably just look at us funny. So I can't say I've had this issue.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah.
This is the thing, is back in the 90s, you look at 90s TV and you have lads in crop tops, and it's quite a common thing. You look at sort of Will Smith wears a crop top a lot of the time in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And like it was a trend for boys, and now it's just an awkward trend for women, because lads get actual t-shirts and actual tops and things that cover the body. Another one that sort of fits in with that is like the cold shoulder trend. I hate that. Why have your shoulders out? There's no point. Yeah. But men get normal clothes, and I think it's just, it's so rude.
I think Will Smith was the only guy that could pull off a crop top.
Yeah.
Like I could not pull off a crop top. No, I don't think any white male could pull off a crop top, to be quite honest.
Yeah, if you look at a lot of the TV shows in the 90s, I mean, generally American TV, you look at sort of the young adult teenager main characters of them, and you do get a lot of crop tops. So, you know, I reckon if women have to go through crop tops these days, especially in the winter, all the jumpers are cropped. If we have to go through crops in the winter, so should men. I think we should bring back the trend and have everyone suffering at the same time.
And look really bad at the same time.
Well, I don't think I'll be going to the shops to buy a cropped top anytime soon. Tell you what I also don't agree with, kind of on the same topic, and I've always just like not liked them, ripped jeans. I know this is probably controversial because people love ripped jeans and loads of people wear them, but I just don't get the point. Like, it's just like someone's taken a decent pair of jeans and gone, just rip them there, just ruin these jeans and make them more expensive. Don't get it.
I used to wear them. Like, I used to wear just like the ripped jeans where it was just on your knee. And I think that was just, I don't know, like a high school phase. It was just stylish at the time. So I was like, yeah, it looks great. And then now I have no pair of ripped jeans, nothing at all. And plus, every time I see like an old couple that we know, like we're friends with, they'll just be like, oh, you've got holes in your jeans. I'm like, yes, I know. You know what I mean? They wouldn't understand that it's stylish. But I don't have any more ripped jeans. I don't like them either. I think it's just exposing your skin and you're freezing. Like, you come home and your whole body's warm, but your knees or your legs, it's just freezing.
Well, for a start, Anna, you've probably gone through that rebellious teen phase, isn't it? And secondly, you're always cold anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference. I think me and Dan probably have very, very similar fashion sort of senses, because we're both like
jeans and a t-shirt. That's my fashion sense.
It's just the I guess average guy look, if that makes sense. But
it is.
Nah, ripped jeans is a definite no. I wouldn't buy them outright. The only time I'd wear ripped jeans is as a kid, I'd be doing knee slides all over my house, so then they just rip naturally.
Do you all remember back a few years ago when, I believe it might have been Kylie Jenner, went viral for the ripped jeans she wore that were ripped under her bum cheeks like claw marks?
Yes.
No, I can't remember that, but that sounds a bit scarring, to be honest. I was going to say one like the even worse kind for me is the ones where it's almost more ripped than jean. Like the ones where, like, I feel like the influencers all went through a phase of wearing them like a year or so ago where it's just like the whole shin is just like a hole. I don't get that.
I think it takes a certain type of person to pull off a ripped jean. I used to think I was that person. I was wrong. And now I stopped wearing them because they're just... Anna's right. You get cold. You, like your thighs and your knees and wherever's ripped gets cold. And it's just not worth the pain of freezing to death.
You just look like you've been attacked by a big bear.
Yeah, it does.
So on the topic of sort of only certain people pulling things off, if you, let's say you could sort of remove any item of clothing from your outfit and go outside without judgment, which item of clothing would it be? Because I had a particularly hard time with trousers the other day and wished that I could just leave the flat with no trousers on. And I know that skirts exist and I know that, you know, there's workarounds and I didn't have to wear the trousers. But, wait, like, what item of clothing would you get rid of if you could
hats.
Without judgment?
I hate hats. You know how hats just suit certain people and don't suit other people? Right, I've got one of those heads, which obviously has been designed not around a hat. And every time I put a hat on, I just feel like... I don't know. It's like someone's just plonked a bucket on top of my head and I look like an absolute fool. So if I could go without ever having to wear a hat again, I would be quite happy with my life.
Mm-hmm. I would probably. I mean, I always think about this because I think I would like leave the top away. You know what I mean? Because I think, personally in my head, men go around topless all the time. You know what I mean? All like fully just gone, no top. And I feel like when we do, or we're wearing a bralette or anything that is not a swimsuit, which is pretty much the same thing, you know what I mean? It's almost so controversial. People are staring at me and thinking, oh, you're asking for it, or oh, that's so revealing, you know? But when in reality, we wear a swimsuit that literally has just top and bottoms, and it's just very exposed as well, but that's acceptable. But wearing anything else that's not a swimsuit is not acceptable. So I would like go without a top and maybe style up something different, but I would go without a top.
Yeah, could you imagine just sort of being able to walk around like a park in the summer with like no top on, like men do? Just that'd be the best. It, just warm sun beating down on you.
I don't know about Rob, but just the thought of having to walk around a top, topless, I could never do that. Just the levels of embarrassment. And I think you have to be a certain type of middle-aged man with kind of excessive arm hair and like a Newcastle United tattoo on there. Like there's a certain stereotype who can pull off the like the topless summer days. And I'm just, you know.
I think I could. I would... Well, I don't think I want to. But if I've had enough, then I'd streak. So it doesn't make a difference.
I mean, Rob... What about when you wear like trunks to go swimming? What are you? You're topless. You're just wearing trunks.
Well, yeah, but you're in a swimming pool, so it's like a different sort of.
Yeah, but so you still even on holiday. Holiday, you still wander around topless.
I mean,
walk.
You see me run from this flat to the end of the accommodation in nothing but my boxers. So I'm game to do what anything. You know, if I could get rid of. Items of clothing, I just get rid of them all because if it's in no shame, I'm going around free like a caveman.
There is a nude beach somewhere in this world.
Where... I'm booking a flight. I'm comparing.
In the UK?
No, I don't think it's in the UK. I said somewhere
it's
in the world.
Spain. I think it's Spain.
There's the one. I think it's Lanzarote. It's either Lanzarote or Tenerife. I've forgotten because I've been to both. But when you come in on the runway, there's right next to the runway is a nudist beach. So you're literally.
This is going to be beautiful.
There we go. Same.
So there you go. Get yourself off to the Canaries.
I was going to say, some places are acceptable. Some places you would do that and you'll be arrested. Probably I'll think that you're an absolute psycho. So
I just can't believe we've got the range between sort of like Dan picking a safe option of items to never wear again with the hat. Like you could happily go the rest of your life without wearing a hat. That was a cheat answer. And then we've got me and Anna picking like an item of clothing, and then Rob's just like, get rid of them all. No clothes, no more clothes.
There's too much faff around fashion these days of saying, oh, you got to wear this to be like cool or whatever, or this trend is cool. Who cares about the trends? I just go like butt naked, walking around Sunderland area, and To be honest, I think I'd probably fit in.
Oh my!
Watch that man, Anna, because we're going to find him on the news in that, like a week. Honestly.
Local band streaks at Sunderland game.
Just one last thing before we end the podcast. Not like items of clothing that have this very specific material that make your body itch. And also, I have to say, with the labels as well, they put the labels in the worst areas, and you would have one like right behind your neck, and it just walk. It's just so irritating because you're just constantly itching that same place.
I'm the same. I think my body is kind of like very aware of things, and like if there's a label, it really drives us insane. Like this is probably TMI, but like boxer labels, got to cut them out because otherwise, like I just can't be dealing with that. And like it's far too much. And even down to like, you know, in socks, how like inside along the toes there's like the seam bit, mm-hmm. and there's like bubble on the end of the seam. If that's in like the wrong place, I'm just like uncomfortable all day. It's a bit of a problem, to be fair.
The boxer one.
You make a good point with the boxer one, because I find, like, and Anna will probably back me up on this, women's underwear, particularly from sort of high street fashion places, it's not just one label, it's a book.
Yeah, they do.
They put a book in as a label, and that has to go. They have to stop doing that. We do not need care instructions in all however many languages there are around the country. Molly,
the reason they do that is because it's cheaper to put them all in. So instead of them having to make like have a production line for sewing on like the English labels for all the ones that are going to be sold in England, in a production line for sewing on like the Spanish ones for all the ones in Spain, they just put them all of them. Then they can just, like, it's cheaper for them.
But it's symbols. We don't need words in our underwear. You just follow the little tumble dryer label and the little wash label. That is all you need. You do not need a dictionary in your underwear. And that has to stop. Hands down.
I'd say probably the worst thing is when you forget to cut it off before you go somewhere. And there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Annoying you in the back.
Yeah.
I think just tags in general, like, they can just be hanging out and just, they're really just not comfortable. I do want to get your thoughts on one thing, because I don't know if you've ever done this to yourself, where you've made sort of a vow to avoid a certain clothing item for the rest of your life. But I did this a couple of years ago, because I was looking for a new winter coat. And I had this, like, finding a winter coat, by the way, is a lot harder than it sounds. And I realised that the problem was that so many coats don't have hoods on. And I was like, well, what is the point in making a coat, which you would put on if it was raining, without a hood, which you would want to put on if it was raining? Like, what is that all about? It's just pointless. I think
hoods can be irritating. That's why. Like, when you've got a coat on and there's just this hood in the back, or sometimes when you zip it up, you feel like you're getting strangled because there's this hood in the back that's pulling you back. I think I only have, like, probably even, like, one or two coats that have a hood on. The rest are just without, because I feel like they're more stylish. That's probably in my opinion, but...
It's more stylish, but you're going to get wet.
Yeah, what do you do if it rains?
I have an umbrella. Yeah.
Umbrella.
So, hang on, just to point out, Anna, your decision not to have a hood on your coat means you've got to carry an umbrella, which means that you've got to carry a handbag. So it all comes back around. You're just doing this to yourself now.
Well, I do like my handbags, to be fair, though. So
I have to say, I'm a no hood kind of coat person. I have one coat with a hood for when it's absolutely battering it down, but I prefer a coat to keep me warm rather than dry, because I will tend to have an umbrella. And I have traumatic experiences with coats, because it's always been a trend for women's coats, hoods, to have fur on. Not even necessarily real fur. Like, it's not the real versus fake fur debate that I'm worried about. It's that fur gets wet, and then that wet fur gets in your face. And I cannot stand it. And so many women's coats have that furry little accent on it. And I hate it.
Cozy, though. Like, if I was just out and it was really windy or really cold, I would put my hood up just to keep, like, the warmth in.
Yeah.
And you can't have an umbrella in the wind, because it's just going to...
Exactly.
Well, it's not like I don't have any coats with hoods. I do have two, but I take my pick out of them too. But I think it's just because... usually I have an umbrella. It's a bit more stylish. It's not like holding you back there, like, oh, strangling you.
I reckon we've sort of talked about a lot of things. So what do you reckon is the worst thing out of everything that we've said today?
Oh, good question. I think for me, I will have to say the small pockets in women's jeans. And you guys are all saying, why did you have to bring a handbag? Da-da-da. You know, well, because our pockets don't fit anything in. It doesn't even fit my S20 Samsung phone, which is not even that large. So
I think mine has probably got to be like the labels thing. You made a good point that I hadn't thought of at the start of this podcast, and now I'm upset. Because labels are hands down the worst bit about clothes ever.
Yeah, I think you're right. The label thing is a big issue. Although I'm standing by my hoodless coats, even though I didn't get the support I was expecting. But I'm standing by it.
And I think we don't need to hear from Rob, because if he could get rid of clothes, he would. So I think that makes a pretty good end to the podcast. So it's sort of goodbye from me.
And me.
Bye.